Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics Round the World. Brought to you by the Big East, the Kitter Rescue. Yeah, somebody thought my dog was a wolf. Not a wolf, it's a dog. It's a regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill dog. Oh, this guy on the train, see, he's climbing up on the seat, and he couldn't get up there, so he starts pulling on the window, and the window opens. They say, "Well, what are you doing?" And they're all yelling at him.
Uh-oh. What was that?
I'm afraid a dog. A dog bite. I said, all dogs bite, but he's not going to bite you. Here we go. Inner Sight. Jimmy Dinnigan will be here later.
All right.
Louis the Lip.
Yeah.
Hey, Pop, now don't forget, I got to go to work, but don't forget to do all your chores. You got to clean up the yard, mend the fence, mop the floor, and cook dinner. Now, that's on the list.
I got to see if I can remember. Cook dinner, swab the deck. Go to the store and clean the yard.
Yeah, well that you got to mop. You got to mop the floor.
Oh, listen, son, I can't do all that.
What do you mean you can't do? Why not?
Because I wasn't gonna tell you, but I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, if I get too excited and overworked, I could get a heart attack.
What? What doctor did you go to? You faker, you didn't go to no doctor.
Oh, yeah, I did. He's right down the street, see? You go down the street, you see that big sign outside, the big red sign says, Dr. John.
Dr. John?
Yeah, he's Dr. John says, go now, pay later.
What? Will you cut that out? That guy's not a doctor.
Well, he might not be, but at least he only charged me $2.
$2? What's wrong with you, Pop?
That guy's a fake. He don't even have a license. Oh, yeah, he got a license. I saw it on the back of his truck.
Will you cut that out? Now listen, don't give me no excuses. You should be lazy enough around here. You got to do your work. You got to help out, Pop.
I told you, son. I can't do it. Don't make me do it. I have to join your mother. I'm coming to join you, honey. With an endorsement from Dr. John.
Will you cut that out, that Dr. John? I'll see you later. I'm going to work.
Yeah, I think I better sit down and watch a little television and just rest up. So I don't want to get the heart attack, because next week I gotta go back and see Dr. John. Yeah.
Ring 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 ring.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. I better answer that phone. Uh-oh. Ring, 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 ring. Hello?
Hello? This is the
happy-go-lucky ground burial. Is this Mr. Sampum? Mr. Who? Mr. Sampum. Sampum, I'm Fred G. Sanford. And the G stands for get out of here. Now, what do you want anyway? Oh, we want to give you a free burial. We understand that you already were examined by Dr. John, and he gave us the information that you don't have long to go.
What? Oh, no. I don't have long to go.
No. And we are right standing by, so we take you right away to the grave. Now, it is a free burial. The only thing you have to pay for is the dirt.
Do what?
I got to pay for the dirt. Wait a minute. I just have to pay for no dirt. I got all the dirt I need right here in the junkyard. No, this is a special dirt blessed by the cockroaches. Blessed by who? Cockroaches. Cockroaches. He is the big wig in my country, cockroaches. Well, look here. Take your dirt and cockroaches. And go back to your country and go and get buried in your dirt, because I got my own dirt. I don't want your dirt.
Woo!
All right, in a sight, frolic. Imagine charging
just
somebody
for
dirt.
Just ask where he got that from.
What?
Ask everybody where you got that from.
Where I got what from?
The thought of the show.
The dirt?
Yeah.
Cucaracha.
That's right. It all went
all right,
to the cockroaches.
Got Louie coming up. Yeah, they take dead roaches and they make dirt out of it.
Yeah.
That way
you
don't have to buy no dirt to fill in the grave. It don't matter,
great.
You're dead anyway, you don't know. All right,
you know,
inside.
You get eaten by every pest, you know, when you die. My husband bought a book once and he read, you know, what's the best way to die, and they had all these different mechanisms of death, and my husband says, that's it, I want to go quick, okay?
Oh, yeah?
So he says, yeah, to the other side of the world, so he's getting a cremation.
Cremation?
Cremation, yeah. He wants a cremation.
Well, that's after you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you,
I don't know
you're
how not true this is. I think I saw it in one of the movies that somebody who was of Indian descent years ago, they had to, you know, they would, you know, put them, the wife along with the husband if the, you know, the husband died before the wife. It's true. And they would burn. It was true?
Well, they You mean by fire?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard that. It's called inhalation.
Inhalation. that's what
they
that's
inhale
called.
You.
They inhale you. Ooh.
That's. Anyway, people still plot on the phone are weird, aren't they?
Yeah, very. My husband got a call like that once. And he says,
yeah.
I'm not planning on dying anytime soon. Bye.
Yeah, right. All right, in a sight.
Telling
what?
That. Can you imagine selling that on a telephone? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
People
make money with anything.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, people are just dying to get in.
Then they have the ones that want to give you the gold casket. Oh, who do you think I am, Donald Trump? Oh, we sold him last week.
Yeah.
You know?
Gold casket. Golden diamond casket. Who gets that?
I don't know, but what good is it?
Yeah, no.
What are you going to do, stay alive in there?
No. They're going to take your casket and sell it, you know. And then they put you in a pine box.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Somebody might try to dig it up.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't buy a fancy whatever for my mom and my dad. Both of them were horrible caskets.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We got the honeymooners coming up with Ralph. And what else we got? Lauren Hardy. We got Louie coming up. We got all kinds of crazy skits tonight. I don't know. And whatever else pops into the mind. Oh, Jimmy Dinigan. I got to tell you this story about Jimmy. He's wacky. He's whacked out, you know. So Dinigan always came in to school. He was always late, almost all the time. Never got to school on time. He either missed the bus or he overslept or something, you know. So he comes in one day, and in the middle of the class, and, you know, we're trying to do our spelling or whatever it was, and he comes dashing in the room, and you go, "Miss Mom, Mr. Kramer's in jail." She says, "What, Jimmy? What are you talking about? Keep still." No, the Mr. Kramer, he's in jail, saw the news. Well, the news, it said Kramer goes to jail. He's in jail. He's got no more principal. And Mr. Kramer had to go to jail. Yeah, he did something wrong. Miss Ma, what did Mr. Kramer do wrong? He didn't do anything. That's somebody else named Kramer, not our principal. Oh, you saw it on the news? Maybe it's Mr. Kramer's brother. It might be his brother or his mother. His mother went to jail. Jimmy, will you cut that out? Talking stupid. What are you talking stupid for? Oh, Jenny, it was on the news that Mr. Kramer had to go to jail because I think he stole a car. Yeah, he stole a car. He was driving drunk down the street, and they stopped him. The police stopped him, and he go to jail. And the cop said to him, "Well, why are you drinking? Why you're a grown man? What are you doing?" And he said, "I had to do it because I couldn't stand it anymore." And the cop said, "You couldn't stand what?" He says, "Pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass, if you don't like it, throw it up your ass." And the cop said, What are you talking about? He says, "I can't stand that kid anymore singing that song. And that's why Mr. Kramer went to jail, according to me." Yeah,
oh.
I gotta go to the jail and get him out. You can't get Mr. Kramer out of jail. Why not? You need a lot of money. It's called bail. Bail? I know you're gonna bail Mr. Kramer. I'm gonna hail bail Mr. Kramer. Jimmy, will you cut that out? Now sit down and behave. I'm all worried about Mr. Kramer. Hey, Al, wait a minute. I got an idea, Miss Moore. Why don't we all take off from school and go down to the jail, and we'll make Mr. Kramer happy.
Boy, wouldn't he be glad to see all of us?
And then Kramer in the jail, he goes, please, please, don't let me out. Please, I can't take it. Let me stay here at least another day, would you? Please, get that Dinnigan away from me. Oh, well, Mr. Kramer, you have a visitor. A visitor? Oh, maybe it's my brother. He wants a... No, it's a young kid. Young kid. What's his name? Finnegan. No, not Finnegan. Minnegan. No, Dinnigan. That's it. Oh, no, he's here. Oh, no, please. Keep him away from me. Mr. Kramer. Keep him away from me, please. Ah! Put me in solitary confinement. Please. I beg you, I want to go in solitary.
Mr. Kramer, you got to go in solitary confinement. Solitary. Yeah. Now, Mr. Kramer, my mother brought me down here, you know. I got to see Mr. Kramer. Wait a minute. You're not Mr. Kramer. You're somebody else.
I am Mr. Kramer. Now, who are you? I thought you were my neighbor's kid.
No, I'm Jimmy Dinnigan. I'm from school, but I thought you were Mr. Kramer, the principal. You're the wrong Kramer. Stay in jail. Come on.
All right, Inner Sight. Around the World. Hey, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Oh, I want to thank the Independent Living Center.
Yes.
For their donation of $700. Yeah, now I can go down and go to Florida, see, and take my vacation.
And pick up my aunt and bring her back to New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Imagine her and me on a plane together.
Uh-oh.
Neither one of us like to fly.
Yeah.
And these planes are really bad lately. They've been very unruly.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need is to be on a plane with your aunt, and some guy gets out of commission, and I'll have to punch him right in the mouth.
There you go.
What are you, a wise guy? What are you buying that woman for, huh? What's wrong with you? You know what I might do? I'm going to punch you right in the nose. You know that? Yeah, stupid. Now sit down and leave her alone. Oh, so you want to fight me another time, huh? All right, wise guy. Meet me tomorrow morning in New York at Chelsea's gym.
There you go.
Where do you live? You're not there, I'll come get you.
That's right. I remember that.
All right, in a second. Thanks to... Joe Delgado, Independent Living, $700. That'll keep me on the air for another 6 months.
That's it.
All you bums who wanted to get rid of me, too bad.
Forget it. Won't
you got you stuck with me.
That's
now, there
right.
It is. There it is.
You're stuck
Norton.
With me on Wednesdays.
What do you think about that, huh?
Yeah.
Ralph, I got to go down to the IRS. I got a confession to make. And I just hope that they don't persecute me for it. You don't mean prosecute. That's what I said. Persecute them. Yeah, the last fiscal year, I found $3 floating by me in the sewer.
Uh-oh.
$3? $3? That's a lot of money. Did you claim it? Of course I claimed it. It was all wet. I had to take it to the laundromat.
Laundromat, get out. Norton, you are a mental case.
What'd you do with it
in the laundromat? Well, I put it in the dryer there. I didn't even wash it. I just put it in the dryer to dry it out. I was going to use it as wetbacks, but I'm not in Mexico.
Hmm.
You're a regular riot.
Hmm.
$3. Anyway, let's see. Oh, what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty.
That's right.
You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, own a house. Kennedy. Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. 888-1186. I think I'll start singing the commercials.
There you go.
That?
Yeah,
Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Yeah, I think I'll, let's see. You need dog food, cat food, mother food, father food, baby food, call Gary. Gary calling Gary, 631-484-309. I forgot the
number. I told you, you can't chew gum and do that at the same time. You better write it down or something.
Wait a minute, I'll get it right. Give me another beat, will you, maestro? Boom, 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 631-484-30. I forgot the number. 380. Nobody stops on Long Island. Nobody stops on Long Island. Nobody stops on Long Island. Call 631-484-308-509. That's the wrong number.
509 now. 3085, I think. Am I right?
You know, I think drinking too much water makes you high. They say there's lithium in
water. That makes your legs swollen. Either or.
All right. We got to thank
drinks the water.
Suffolk Bus Corp.
Yeah.
I want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp and all our other friends. We'll have to work on that a little bit, singing the commercial, but we'll try to develop that.
Remember the phone numbers, at least. Everything else.
That would be 631-484-3085. 631-484-3085. 3085-631-484-3085. There it is. Nobody stars on Long Island.
That's right.
All right, we got. Oh, give me some.
What?
Give me some Lauren Hardy music. Here we go.
Okay,
in a sight.
Here we go.
And if you want to call in and we don't answer, call back.
That's true.
Well, Stanley, do you know what day it is?
Well, of course I know what day it is. It's Monday.
I know that. I mean, what date of the month is it?
Oh. Let's see. Yesterday was the 30th. Before that was the 29th. Then came the 20th. Oh, stop that. Today is the 1st. The 1st what?
First
day of the month. You know what that means? Yeah, that means that I can go back to sleep. No, it doesn't. It means the rent is due. Oh, you mean Mr. Grumpus will be here. That's it. Grumpus. Grumpy Grumpus. listen, Ollie. I got a good idea. See, when he bangs on the door, you know, the way he does, tell him I'm not home, only you're here. What kind of a... Never mind now. What are we going to do? We haven't got the rent. Well, what did we do last month? Same thing we're doing this month. Trying to figure out what we're going to do. Well, now, wait a minute. I heard something on the radio. Because of inclement diseases. Inclement disease. Inclement diseases. They put a moratorium on the rent. A what?
There you go.
A moratorium. Well, what does that mean? I suppose it means you got to pay more rent, but you can't pay it if you don't have it, so you don't have to pay it.
There you go.
What? Would you? A moratorium. That sounds like they're going to kill us. Well, at least that way you won't have to pay the rent now, would you? Dead man tell no tales.
That's right.
And they're not even dogs. Will you cut that out? Dead men tell no tales. But that was a great movie, you know. The Humphrey Bogart was in that one. Dead men tell no tales.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to be a dead man. I don't want to be under a moratorium. Sounds morbid. Well, don't worry. If you're under a moratorium, I can always come and visit you. How are you going to visit me if I'm in a moratorium? Well, I'll just go in the back door and come out the front. Will you? Now, listen. Grumpus will be here any minute. What are we going to do? Well, I got an idea. See, now, my mother gave me this gold slipper. Gold slipper. Yeah, and I never used it. I never told you, but it's worth a lot of money. What are you talking about? Well, you see, do you remember that story, Cinderella? What about it? Well, if we can slip this slipper on Grumpus's foot and it fits him, he'll think he's Cinderella and he'll go waltzing around with the gold slipper. And he'll probably try to sell it. Are you crazy? How are you going to get him to do that? Leave it to me. I don't know. I got a bad feeling about all of this. I feel I'm going to wind up in the moratorium. Boom, 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 boom. Open this door. This is Grumpus. Don't make me break in this door because I'll have to pay to fix it. And I won't pay, and you'll have to be without a door. Now open this door, you moron. He's talking to you, Stanley. Oh, no, he isn't. I'm not here, remember? You better open the door, Ollie. Oh. Hello, Mr. Grumpus. How are you feeling today? What? What do you mean, how am I feeling? I'm feeling fine. Now, where's my rent? Stanley. Stanley. Well, what do you want? Mr. Grumpus wants the rent. Would you mind getting it for him? Oh. Here you are. Isn't it beautiful? What is that? Well, that's a gold slipper. A gold slipper. Well, what am I going to do with that? Well, now, just sit down and let's see if it fits on your foot. What? Is he mentally ill or what? Well, he's not mentally ill. He may be a little off, but the doctor says he's all right. What doctor? Well, Dr. John, of course. Dr. John, you mean that bum down the street with a big red sign and charges you $2? That's the fella. Do you know him? Do I know him? I almost killed him. Told me I had arthritis. He's a big quack, and he's not even a duck. Quack, quack. Will you stop that? The biting buzzard knows him.
There you go. I hear the biting buzzard. She entered the studio.
Now, just let me see your foot, Mr. Grumpus. My foot? Well, you... ow, ow, ooh, ow, that hurts. See, it fits. It fits. Oh, my foot is killing me. What do you want me to do with this? Well, you see, my mother gave it to me, and it's all gold, you know, from the old country. How do I know it's gold? Well, because it couldn't fit on your foot because it's real. Now, if you take that down to any goldsmith, see, and they'll melt it down, but before they melt it down, make sure you take it off your foot. If I can get it off, I don't know about this. If this doesn't work, I'm coming back here. And I'm going to bring the police.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Grumpus goes down. He can't get it off his foot, so he goes to Dr. John down the corner. Doc, can you help me? These two bums up the street here didn't pay the rent, and they gave me this gold shoe. Oh, very interesting. Well, I'll have to operate. Operate? Wait a minute, that's my foot in there. Oh, don't worry. You won't feel a thing after the foot comes off. What? Are you out of your mind? Well, listen, I got a better idea. See, maybe I can pulverize it off. Pulver who? Pulverize it. Pulverize it? What does that mean? Well, I got an old soldering iron in the back.
Woo!
Yeah. The only thing is, if you hear poof, you better run. All right, in the sight, pulverize. Don't pulverize your foot.
Yeah, right.
Don't believe anybody with a gold slipper.
It's not real.
All right. Oh,
we have Anthony. He's just listening, so just let
me. Yeah, 213-816-1650. We got Louis coming up. Hope he remembers the conga drum.
Yeah, right.
And, well, Louis's going to sing like a, what was that song he sang the other night, a Spanish song. I can't think of it.
Mamba.
But anyway.
No.
What was it?
It was the mamba. No.
No, you're going to play the mamba beat, but
Yeah, but he sang a song with it.
Another song he sang. It was really funny.
With it, yeah, it was funny.
All right. We're going to do a duet.
Yeah.
Me and Louie.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, give me a little Honeymoon of Music in there, Ralphie boy there.
All right. Let me see what I can
get. Let it rip.
Oh, this phone keeps closing. Hold on, Frank.
In a sight. Okay.
Frolics. And Honeymoon is next.
But Alice, you gotta let me have some money. I gotta go to the Raccoon Convention. I'm a big part of it. It's a vital organization. And even you can benefit from the Raccoon Lodge.
Well, is that Ralph?
Well, if anything should happen to me, you share in one of the biggest benefits of the Raccoon Lodge.
What's that?
You get to be buried in my plot. Right next to me. In the Raccoon National Cemetery. You know where it is? You know where it is, Alice? Bismarck, North Dakota. That's where it is.
Well, I always dreamed of going out west. There.
Give me the money, will you? Norton's coming down. We got to get the train, and we're going down to Virginia to the Raccoon Convention. We're going to have a blast down there.
I'm not giving you a dime.
Oh, you dirty old... Ralphie boy there, ready to go? Not ready to go. She won't give me any money. That's funny, because... Funny on money. I had the same problem with Trixie upstairs. I was going to ask her, but she was standing too close to the pots and pans. You mean you didn't get any money either? I got a couple of quarters and 3 Indian head pennies. That's about it. What are we going to do with that? I don't know, but maybe we could borrow some money from somebody at over there at the Raccoon Convention. Raccoon, you can't borrow money over there. You know how cheap they are. They won't give you a dime. I don't know, Norton. You got the ticket? Oh, yeah, I got the ticket. Oh, come on, let's go. 3 days of Valerio. I got a little good stuff, though. See, I got these here trick handcuffs. I got balloons, fill them up with water and out the window. You know, I got fake marshmallows. Fake marshmallows. What are we going to do with those? What's the matter with you, Norton? Are you a mental case or something? What are you getting excited about? Take it easy, will you? Here, have a marshmallow. Oh, thank you. You better quit those cigars, Ralph. Pays to buy the best. Now listen. Since the girls are not going, we got freedom, see? The good thing the girls are not here, Ralph, is there'd be nothing but trouble on this train. Yeah. All right. Oh, what do you got there? Oh, this is what I told you about back at the house. This is trick handcuffs, see? Trick handcuffs.
I remember this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you put one on your wrist like that. See, you clamp it right down. I put one on my wrist, clamp it up. And you start talking around and talking and blabbing it up. And pretty soon the guy says, all right, get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get him out. There ain't no key, you know. What do you mean there's no key? Come on, Norton. Get these things off me. Would you? I want to go to sleep. You got to bump your way out. Bump your way out. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You bump, 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 bump. Well, you start bumping the right way. Bump, bump. You're not bumping right, Norton. This thing won't open up. Get him out of here. Get the key and let's get out of here. There ain't no key. You got to bump your way. Boop, boop, will you? I'll bump you in a minute. Now, what are we going to do? Handcuffed together like this. Well, I guess we'll just have to sleep like this till we get to Minneapolis and then we get a hacksaw blade and shoot, shoot, shoot. Will you cut that out? You can't shoot, 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 and you can't bump. All right, get up there. Get up there. Why I ever listened to you with these stupid handcuffs in the first place. Move up a little. Move down a little. Move up a little. Ralph, you mind if I have a drink of water? What? Drink of water? I'm very thirsty. I gotta have water before I go to sleep, because otherwise the perspiration of the inner outer application of the culmination won't culminate on the back of my stickeration. What? All right, get down, get down, get your water. Thank you. All right, now get up there. Listen to you with these stupid handcuffs. Go to sleep. Ralph? Oh, Ralph. What do you want, Norton? You mind if I smoke? I don't care if you burn. Do you have a cigarette? No, I don't have a cigarette. There are some in my suitcase under your bunk. Would you mind getting me one? Get down! Get down! All right. Get the cigarette. Hurry up. Come on, get him. Get him. You got him? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got him. All right. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions before you go up there, see? Are you hungry? No. Are you thirsty? No. You got everything you need? Oh, yeah. Now, get up there and go to sleep. Why I ever listened to you with these stupid handcuffs. Get up there. Oh, Ralph. What do you want, Norton? You forgot to ask me if I wanted a match. Get down, get down. What seems to be the trouble, fellas? Seems to be the trouble. I got to stay handcuffed to this maniac all the way to Minneapolis. Then he gets down here, he needs a cigarette. Then he gets up there, he hasn't got a match. Then he's hungry and he's thirsty and everything else. Minneapolis? This train's not going to Minneapolis. Going to Northrop, Virginia. On the wrong train. All right, inner
That's
sight.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. Inner sight frolic.
Yeah.
Around the world. Crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All
was.
Right.
We got Louis.
844 New York.
Frolic. Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is.
Oh, let's bring in Louie to Lip on Intersight.
All right. Here he comes.
Here we go. Louie on Intersight.
Frank Marino.
Yo.
Good evening.
Yo,
welcome to the Frolics on a Friday night on Intersight Blog Talk Radio.
That's
yep.
it.
Yeah, I heard you're on the phone. You're talking to Ralph Cran and the Honeymooners about handcuffed at Ed Norton to Ralph Cramden.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the raccoon convention they went to.
Yeah.
Now they're on the wrong. They're on the wrong train.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, what was that song you were singing the other night? I couldn't think of it. That Spanish.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Anyway.
Neither do I.
Hey,
you
guys,
don't
forget Halloween weekend.
Oh, I know. You got a costume.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Halloween. Happy
yeah.
Halloween.
Woo! Yeah, woo!
Are you going to go out and dress up like a ghost or what?
I was working in a lab late one night where the eyes had spoken and hear a sight from the monster creation and what you would call it. No, the monster mash, you know?
You know the monster mash?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who was the guy who made
Barry,
that song?
Barry Boris Pickett.
Oh, really?
Oh. Pickett?
Yeah.
Give us a few bars.
What song? Monster Mash?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go over there because the TV is a little loud. I gotta move over there. All right, stand by.
Yeah, turn down that TV.
Yeah, I gotta move to the other room.
Okay.
I was working in the lab late one night. Well, the eyes he wear, he hear his sight. But the monster created when he goes, and he went out to the trick truck book. It in the match, here's a monster mash. Put in the match, here's in the monster mash. You get hard in a flash, in a monster mash. When the love struck to the ladies, he went that night, and I saw the ladies get drinking too much love drugs all night. And Crypter Cryptifies came, what are you doing in my house? He say, what I have until I love drops, I finish them all up. And in the match of the monster mash, in the match of the monster mash, you get on in a flash, and in the monster mash, oh, that's cool. I bring in too much rub drops, boy, that's cool. I was going around flirting with girls all the time and all that.
All right.
Ooh, you're funny.
Halloween music.
That's Halloween music from Jerry Lewis. My name is Jerry Lewis. I'm talking about one of those Halloween costumes they were wearing, you know, around the house, you know. Everybody's going trick-or-treating, looking for Jerry Lewis. And Jerry Lewis don't want to get no candies to no trick-or-treaters. That's what it is, you know.
And Jerry Lewis
says, why don't you go with me to wear a costume and go to a bar, have a cold few drinks around the house of... Give me a little brewski and talk to one of the ladies and give out a love drop. You come see me first.
Halloween love drop.
Yeah.
Pumpkin color.
Any kind of color you like.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you go out trick-or-treating now, just be careful. Don't take anything, that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know about it. I know about it. And I'll be dressed up as Rose. I'm not that. I'm going to dress up as Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira lookalike contest.
That's good. You just got to come by and pick up some of my dresses.
What are you going to use for a wheelchair?
No wheelchair, just a cane.
Why don't you make your own wheelchair?
Oh, I like
get
that.
A,
No wheelchair.
Or you could make your own wheelchair. You get a pair of skates and a box.
And I can't skate. I trip and fall on the floor.
Couple of wooden sticks and you glue them together. See?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, something like that.
2009
sticks
glued together.
You could be a younger
version
of me who used to walk on braces and crutches. How's that?
Hey, today's my mother's birthday.
Or even better, you could...
happy birthday, Mrs. Rivera.
88th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, what's your mom's name?
Happy birthday, Ma.
Huh?
What's your mom's name?
Jeannie Rivera. That's my mom.
Yeah.
Jeannie? Happy birthday to Jeannie. Happy birthday to Jeannie. Happy birthday, Jeannie Rivera. Happy birthday to you.
That's yeah.
Right. All right.
Yay.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Yeah, you know, Louie, you get a you can make your own wheelchair. So you get a box, couple of skate wheels, and just
I'll put on my blind glasses and lipstick.
Oh my.
That's it.
There you go.
Oh, no, I can't wear lipstick. That's for ladies. I don't want to wear it.
Why don't you just dress up like Rosanna Dana for Halloween? That'd
there you
cool.
go.
Yeah, my name is Rosanna Dana. I'll be
a
Halloween costume. I think fit the right costume at the same time. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, the two of them.
Yeah. Hey, Frank and
all
Suzanne,
right.
Happy Halloween weekend, okay?
You too.
Make sure you tune in next Friday, same time, for Frolics on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock. And we'll have a lot of fun. All right?
Before you go, you give us another song. One more song. Come on. How about Nat King Cole?
Sweet trees are made of these. Who am I to disagree? It traveled the world in seven seas. Who am I in looking for something? Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to use by you. Some of them want to use you. Somebody use the love drops by you.
That's good.
All right. Ruin a lip.
Hey, guys, have a good Halloween weekend.
You too.
Yeah,
okay,
you
be
too.
Safe, all right?
Okay. Love you.
All right, Louie.
We love
you're
you.
You're the greatest, man.
Take care. All right?
Okay. All
right.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, did you hear about the guy who whose toenails turned blue?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
See? And he couldn't figure out what to do.
Yeah. See?
So he went down to the store, and he got some glue.
Uh-oh.
He put the glue on his toenails that were blue. So
okay.
Now he thought that they would become new, but now the toenails were blue with glue. So he still didn't know what to do.
So, you really
so he went over to his friend's house and he said, You, and the guy said, what?
That's rhyming.
You, glue, blue, you.
Now he can't.
What
talk.
Are you talking about, John? Blue, glue, you, what to do, new.
The chemicals of the
John,
glue went to his head.
John thought he
story.
Was out of his mind. He said, well, you finally lost it, huh, John?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. I got an extra room in the back, and we can tie you to the bed.
Tie you to the bed, that's the best one.
So you can't go blue you two new. So he had the glue on his toenails, and they were still blue, and his friend tied him to the bed and got a big bottle of alcohol, and that made John happy.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he didn't put it on his toenails. He drank it. That's why he was so happy.
Oh, very good.
All right, folks. Don't take any of this stuff seriously. Don't try to put glue on your toenails.
Unless they're coming off. No. Even then, don't do it.
All right, in a sight. around the world. Let's see. We'll be with you Monday's Mad or Glad, Tuesday open mic. Wednesday is our great new show.
Yeah.
The get rid of the nursing home. Yeah, who needs them? Horrible.
That's right.
Wednesday night with Suzanne. Thursday subject. I don't know. We'll think of something.
We'll think of something. Yeah.
And Friday's the funnies. once again, I want to welcome back. The Independent Living in Suffolk County,
yes.
And thank them for their $700 donation, and thank Joe Delgado for the call. When I get the check and we put it in the bank, I'm going to give Joe a call.
Yep.
All right. So thank you so much for that. Inner Sight goes on, and they don't want to be without us.
No, we don't want to be without them.
They need
us. We need them, too, together. We'll get this working.
You know that old Elvis song, I want you, I need you, I love you.
Yeah, I remember that song. That's right.
That's the way they feel about us.
That's good.
I mean, they must feel something good in it, otherwise they wouldn't give us $700.
That's true.
All right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it reminds me of that old Jackie Gleason thing where the mother comes in and she's when Ralph found all that money on the bus, see?
Yeah.
And the mother comes in and she says, oh, she's buttering up Ralph, you know. Sonny boy. Sonny boy. Yeah. So you heard I got the money, huh?
Money? What? Oh, I did hear something about that.
Yeah. So that's what you come over for, huh?
Well, your father needs a trip to Florida, and his back has been bothering him a lot, you know, and a trip to Florida would do him a world of good.
Well, that's what you come over for, huh?
It's only $100.
$100, huh? You got some case.
Well, all right, I'll have to just bring Father over here and let him rest here. Oh, now, wait a minute. Here's the $100. Oh, thank you. Well, I guess while Father's in Florida, I'll have to stay here with you and Ralph.
Wait a minute. You got the $100. Be glad you got that, or I'll take that back.
Well, I'll just have to stay here with you and Alice.
Oh, no, you don't. Wait, no, here's the other $100. All right, Inner Sight.
Oh.
That's what they're going to find out, be doing when they find out I got the donations.
Yeah.
All right, be with you Monday, Mad or Glad. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Woo!
Look out for the maniacs out there. Doesn't
That's
have to be
right.
Halloween is maniacs normally every time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners, callers, non-callers, anybody living or dead.
Oh, my.
Whether you're living or dead, you can be a part of
call.
Inner Sight.
That's right.
Be a memorial, only if you got money. Oh, shut up.
Yeah,
anyway.
But they could call and leave an estate. That'd be nice to help us solve things.
Leave us a memorial.
And I don't mean just an empty plot. Imagine a guy left. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
A guy left somebody an empty plot.
Woo! That'd be interesting.
Yes, right. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Good night, everyone. He's crazy tonight.